This is the happiest day of the year, isn't it? Huh? Why are we happy today? Huh? Yes, Jesus rose from the dead. That's exactly right. That's one of the things. But think about this now. Last week, the four of us here went to a funeral. Nigel's husband passed away last week in an automobile accident. And so we went and had his death, burial, resurrection service last week. But say, for example, we would know somebody that passed away. And we go to the funeral home and we see the person. And then they close the casket, and then we go to a cemetery similar like out here, and they put them in the ground. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. But just imagine for a moment, you knew that person that was at that service in that casket, and you knew them, who they were. And then somebody comes to you and says, "Oh, you ain't going to believe this, but I saw so-and-so walking down at the mall the other day," and call you up and say, "And would you believe it?" Yeah, most likely not. But in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 6, there's a scripture that says, "Why are you looking for the Jesus?" Yeah, the living among the dead. It was because Jesus was raised from the dead and everybody seen him. Now, in our tradition, we don't do it this way, but when Jesus was here in the earth and they crucified him, they would take and prepare the body with spices and different things like that. Then they would wrap him up in a cloth, something like a big sheet, like a bed sheet. And they would wrap him up in there and they would put it in anointing with the oils and so forth, and then we put him in a cave. Now, you know, it's not up there now. Later on, you'll see a picture of what I'm talking about with the cave. And they put him in the cave, and they roll a big stone up in front so they can't get out. Well, guess what? On Sunday morning, I like to call it Resurrection Sunday. Oh, there it is. There it is. The family and the friends and people that knew Jesus went to the tomb to pay their respects and so forth. And they got there, that stone that was sealed up was rolled back. Now they knew that that couldn't happen because it takes two or three men to roll the stone over in front of the grave and then they seal it. But when they looked inside, all they saw was a white cloth laying where Jesus laid. That's why we use white on Easter and so forth. It signifies eternal life, purity, and they could not understand it. But then some people saw Jesus walking around and talking. And so it is because of that that Jesus broke that bondage that we all had, the fear of death. Now, unless the Lord comes for us first, we're all going to experience physical death. But if he comes for us in what we call the rapture, coming for his church, then we won't experience physical death. But if we do, we have the hope that absent from the body is present with the Lord, that we will never die. Our life goes on forever, not necessarily in this world, but in the world to come. So that's what Easter is all about. That is really the joy of Easter. So we're grateful that you're here this morning. People who seen Jesus started telling everybody, the Lord is alive, Jesus is alive. And you think back 2,000 years plus, it's been a long time, and the gospel message of Jesus being alive has been told by many. And believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and you'll be saved. Saved from what, preacher? Eternal hell, damnation. You are forgiven, and you're blessed. Jesus also said, "In my Father's house there are many resting places, and if it was not so, I would tell you, and I go to prepare a place for you." Guess what you have in heaven? You got a reservation in heaven. In place for you. Amen.